USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As tensions continue around Ukraine, New York Representative Claudia Tenney said on Newsmax that we're not in a strategically good position should Russia decide to invade Ukraine.
Real banking sanctions probably aren't that effective against Putin right now because the European allies are so dependent on Putin for energy and its natural gas and the pipeline he's already now got a green light on thanks to Joe Biden. And they're desperate. Strategically, we're not in a great position. Putin is just stalling. And it's concerning, though, what Russia really wants to do.
Tenney also pointed out that congressional Republicans put together a strict and severe sanctions package months ago against Russia, but Democrats rejected it. Average daily COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are continuing to fall in the U.S., an indication that the Omicron variant's hold is weakening. Deaths, however, are still at around 2,000 per day. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Internal Revenue Service has announced that taxpayers will be able to forego the use of facial recognition software in order to access their online accounts following the big controversy over the use of biometric data, according to the New York Times. No biometric data, including facial recognition, will be required if taxpayers choose to authenticate their identity through a virtual interview, according to the IRS in their statement today. In addition, photos gathered so far from users will be deleted from ID.me servers over the next few weeks. And any new photos taken this year will not be stored on any of the company's servers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said today he is scrapping the last of his domestic coronavirus restrictions in the United Kingdom, including the requirement for people with COVID-19 to self-isolate. Johnson said the country is moving forward from government restrictions to more personal responsibility as part of the plan for treating COVID-19 like any other transmissible illness, such as the flu. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Looking to rent a new place? Get ready for sticker shock. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Ken Burns.
The price of rent has exploded across the country. According to a Realtor.com analysis of properties with two bedrooms or fewer in the 50 largest metro areas, rent rose by more than 19% from December 2020 to December 2021. Metro Miami saw the biggest jump, where rents were nearly 50% higher than the previous year. There was a spike of more than 25% in other Florida cities, Jacksonville, Orlando, and Tampa, and in the Sun Belt destinations of San Diego, Las Vegas, Austin, Texas, and Memphis. Economists worry about the impact of rent increases on inflation. That's because big jumps in new leases feed into the Consumer Price Index, which is used to measure inflation. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
As some of the biggest U.S. employers are lifting their mask mandates for vaccinated workers, other companies are going even farther and discarding requirements that employees get any COVID-19 shots. Adidas told U.S. workers that it no longer requires that they get vaccinated against the virus. In confirming their new policy, one of the world's largest sporting goods manufacturers cited a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that blocked the Biden administration's vaccine or test rule for companies with at least 100 workers. Remember, you can stay updated anytime 24/7 at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.